Jennifer McClendon maneuvered into the parking space set aside for visitors and shut off the engine. She picked up the oversized tote and the decorative shopping bag stamped with the boutique's logo resting on the passenger seat, unable to stop herself from sneaking a peek at the gauzy fabric swaddled in black and white tissue paper. She still hadn't decided if she would wear her ankle-length silk organza garment in alternating stripes of shocking pink, royal blue, and emerald green with a flowing skirt and narrow straps crisscrossing her back on the first or last night of her vacation with the love of her life. She and her boyfriend had been planning a vacation in a warm and sunny place for the past 6 months. He surprised her late one evening with two tickets to Anguilla, and Jennifer had been more than excited ever since. She couldn't believe that she would be spending 5 sensual nights and 6 glorious days with her love, Roderick Taylor. Her luck, or lack thereof, with the opposite sex, had been minus zero until the day he walked inside Lavish Locks, the beauty shop she managed. Roderick, a cable television installer, was the epitome of tall, dark, and handsome. Everything about him exuded confidence, and she found him to be very likable. Giselle, their master barber, had been cutting his hair for the past year. Several times, Jennifer had caught him staring at her, but dismissed him because he'd never approached her. One day, after he'd been serviced, he came over to her station, introduced himself, and invited her out to lunch. She accepted. Their relationship started slow because Jennifer wasn't one to move fast when it came to men. But she and Roderick got along well and had a lot in common, so their relationship became easy and above board. She never had to pretend to be anyone else but herself, and she liked it. Jennifer's step was light as she slipped out of the car and made her way through the parking lot, up the staircase, to Roderick's apartment. A slight frown covered her face when she spotted his late model sedan parked in his assigned space, which meant he'd come home. She'd just spoken to him an hour earlier, letting him know that she needed to add some things to the suitcase, but it wouldn't be until later because she had an appointment at her home. Roderick informed her that he wouldn't be home until late because his service call roster was full for the day. Jennifer would have come earlier, but she needed to wait for the plumber to arrive to fix a slow leak in her kitchen sink. Since she and Roderick had planned to leave in the next 2 days, she was afraid that if it wasn't repaired, she'd come back to a mess. The plumber diagnosed the problem quickly and assured her that it would be a simple, inexpensive fix. Now that the leak had been taken care of, Jennifer decided to drop by Roderick's place to put her new things in her suitcase. While there, she figured she would also surprise him by preparing a nice candlelight dinner for them.